Hello, it's Rick.
Hey, Rick, it's John with Local Splash.
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm doing good. Sorry, I had to move our appointment back 30 minutes. I got wrapped up on a client of mine that I was working with.
No worries.
But it's still a good time to set everything up?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So I just, basically on the setup of this, just to kind of brief you or give you an update, I got to verify some pretty basic information. It's just like first name, last name, get your email so I can send everything in writing and the invoices over to you. And then they're going to send a postcard to you in the mail. I think we touched on that a little bit. But it's called a PIN verification letter. You only got to do it one time for as long as you own your business. But I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. And when that comes in the mail, I need you to call me with the 5-digit number on the back. Okay?
Okay, I got you.
All right. So I'm going to text you my number right now. Okay, and then what's the business street address I could send the PIN verification letter to?
It's 6230. Hickory Hills Road.
Hickory Hills Road.
That's Cumming, Cumming.
Okay, I got it. 30041.
That's me.
All right, boss. So it says about 5 to 7 days to receive that. Okay, so if I send it out today, I'm anticipating about this time next week. Thursday or Friday that comes in the mail. But we're going to do all the legwork on the account prior to then. So as far as, I think you said you wanted to, oh no, the website's good. Okay. So we're going to have to do a client interview with you. The client interviews, they usually take about 30 minutes. We ask for an hour window to complete them, though, just in case the call goes over. This is where they do a lot of the customization on the account. So they'll go over all the services you offer. That way the calls that are coming in are qualified. They'll go over the service area with you, and then we'll ask you a couple questions just to make sure we're customizing it properly. If you have time, I can get you into one in like an hour or two.
I'm probably not going to be available this afternoon.
Okay.
Monday morning would work.
Monday morning,
Monday morning would work. Yeah, the only appointment I've got right now is 5 o'clock on Monday, so.
Oh, wow. Okay. I have a hour slot available 10 to 11 on Monday.
That works good. Is that 10 to 11 Eastern?
Yeah, Eastern Standard. So it's 7 to 8 o'clock here. Okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, so I'm going to schedule it now. I'm going to send you an invitation.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and then I'm also going to text you 1 hour before. I'm going to set up an automated message just to remind you.
Okay, cool.
All right, so let me go ahead and save. And then what's the business email address I could send the invitation to?
Okay, that's PK.
Uh-huh.
Home Improve 1, the number 1.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Email. Yep.
I forgot I sent you everything in writing through that email.
I wasn't even thinking either, man. My wife explained it after when I went through that.
Don't you have it?
I apologize about this morning, man. I wasn't planning on getting that deep into the tax thing, and then I did. I was like, man, I can't stop this shit now. So.
Yeah, no, I understand. You want to get that stuff done anyway and just get it over with. It's like peeling a
scab. Absolutely.
Yeah. You separate everything, though, and just kind of give them access to the business account?
Say that again.
I was like, do you usually just separate everything and then give the CPA access to the business account?
Actually, I do my own.
Oh, wow.
I'm probably going to get help on the company side since it'll be the first time through, but I've been doing my own taxes.
Taxes
for years. It was like a 4-hour ordeal because of a couple other, we took some disbursements on a couple things. And then I had, solar panels put on the house, so I had to figure out all the tax credits and everything else.
Yeah, they have a program for that, too. I have two companies outside of this. One's a painting, and the other one's a tree service, and one's maintained by my father, and the other one's maintained by the father-in-law, but it's all under my name. So what I do is I have one CPA that I go to, and then they get business cards, both of them, and I have them put all the business expenses, everything on the business accounts, so
right
it's separated. And then I just print it all out from January 1st to December 31st, and I give that to the tax guy. He's got it all there, paper.
That's sweet. Yeah, I've got somebody that's gonna help me out with that. She was a CFO that I worked with for a number of years. I'm just gonna give her access to the QuickBooks and just let her go to town. So.
That works too.
Do your thing.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I pay you for. What's your last name, Rick?
It's Pryor, P-R-Y-O-R.
Okay, and I'm assuming
it's under Richard Pryor.
That's ironic. Okay.
Yeah. Don't worry. I've heard it all.
Yeah. Right.
I'm 50 now. I've heard it.
Yeah. You probably heard all the jokes, huh?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So Rick Pryor. I'll put under Richard just for your CPA reasons. And then, all right. How do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Hang on 1 second.
No worries.
Hours of operation, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 p.m. 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay. What about Saturday and Sunday? You want to put closed or by appointment only?
Put closed on Saturday and Sunday. I can always change that down the road.
Yep. Yeah, you got my direct number.
I still take calls all day Saturday, so it's no big deal. I just try not to get too much. If I'm in the middle of something, because you do need some family time.
Yeah.
That way I can let it go to, I can let it go to voicemail and it's not like, oh,
not a big deal.
Ducking us,
Yeah. Yeah. Well, how about I put Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday by appointment only, and then Sunday closed? Because there is a little icon.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. There's a little icon on there, like red and green, says open and close. So if I put close on Saturday, and then they won't call at all. But if you put by appointment, you can just schedule it out for another day.
Right on.
All right. So boom. Update. Okay. And you can accept cash, check, and card?
I can.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
And I now have the ability to offer financing. I don't know if that's the...
Yeah, that is a box. Let me check it. Okay.
I just worked that deal out the other day, so...
I know. Those ones are always different, with the bank.
Well, this is through another company where I got the option to go with. They've got about 17 different lenders that I could buy through.
As long as the homeowner gets approved, right, beforehand.
I can approve down to 550, man.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I mean, they might get a ridiculous rate, but hey, that's what you get for being a 550.
Yeah, you better figure that out.
Not on me.
Yeah, bigger problems. You might want to hold off on this remodel unless it's that serious.
That's right. No,
you got a hole
away,
in the side of the house.
You don't want to pay for it. It's on you.
Man, don't reproduce with that. Let me tell you.
Right.
Yeah, it'd be all bad. You guys be living in a box in no time.
I've seen the craziest things. I'm like, do you really want to spend money on your windows right now? Maybe you want to hire a cleanup crew or?
Yeah, sounds like a bad idea. I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah.
What are you doing with your life?
Yep. Well, I mean, when I was with Anderson, we'd have people that would agree to $20,000-$30,000 worth of stuff, and they're like, I know that they're never going to pay this.
Yeah. Well, maybe if they're planning on refi-ing or something or selling their house, maybe it's already Yeah, maybe they got the property before it turned to crap, and then that's their bailout. Sell it.
Exactly.
Get out of here. All right, so I got your I got your profile set up, and I got the client interview confirmed for Monday between 10 and 11. I sent those reminders. So last thing I got to do is to secure the first month's payment. How did you want to secure the first month's payment?
I'm just going to use my, we'll just put this on my MasterCard.
Okay. I'm going to email you the invoice receipt for your tax reasons. And then, MasterCard. And it's under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under Richard Pryor with PK Home Improvement LLC.
Okay, perfect. Both. And then the billing address is the same as that street address?
All
I'm sending
same.
Your. Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. All right, I'm ready for you.
All right, 5322.
5322.
0562.
0562.
4129.
4129.
3218.
3218. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
06 of 25.
06 of 25, and then three-digit code on the back?
404.
404. Okay, and then as an added form of protection for you, there is a security question involved with your account. In case you call in and we're not sure it's you, or if somebody from your company calls in and we're not sure it's you, we're going to ask them to verify the security question, and then vice versa. If you're contacted by one of our representatives here at our company and you want to verify that they're actually from our company or it's one of my reps, we'll verify the security question. So we have three options. We have the mother's maiden name, we have the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Works best.
Let's do the city I was born in.
Okay. And what city were you born in, Rick?
Silver Springs.
Silver Springs, okay. And ask me to do it again for verification. All right, and save. Boom. All right. And then there is a voice verification. I like to do everything by the book, so this is also an added form of protection for you, but we're going to send this to you in writing. That way you have it all in black and white with your invoice receipt. As I'm walking you through this, if I say something that you don't agree with or if you don't understand, just stop me and say, hey, John, what does that mean? I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize anything.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
PK Home Improvement, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Richard Pryor, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right. And in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So we know what you're currently doing. It's just saying after today, give us a heads up so I can make sure you're not paying for something you already have or duplicating anything.
Yep. No, we're good. We're good to go on this one. This is the final piece.
Okay, good. And it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I have you on a month-to-month campaign, so you're not bound to any kind of long-term contract. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is February 3rd of 2023, but it's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for a platinum package bundle. I've also waived the setup fee that's affiliated with your campaign, and I've locked in this discounted rate indefinitely. So when the term is completed, your agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the third day, but it'll remain in that discounted price of $299 or $299 exactly. It says here, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty. We do ask that you let us know up to 3 days before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle just as a courtesy. There's no penalty involved if you let us know late, but we just rather stop it and then have it run and then reverse it. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
All right. So I'm going to process your first month's payment. When this goes through, you're going to get a text message here. Let me know when you receive it. It'll have an outline of the agreement in writing, and then we'll have you sign off on that, and we'll basically be good to go until Monday.
Ow.
All right. Give me just a moment. Okay. Oh, so the transaction declined too.
Decline.
Yeah, it could be if you have like a security on your account, you might have to authorize the transaction because we're in California, so it's an out-of-state transaction.
If you have
a good bank or like I use Schools First Credit Union, anything that's out-of-state, they always send me a little message first.
United Community Bank, and they're weird about just about everything with that. So
It's better safe than sorry. I do it that way too. Like my business accounts are through a credit union, so... My father-in-law, my dad can't spend anything on that business card without me knowing. I get the notifications.
I'm going to have to call them. Hang on a second here.
Oh, okay. No problem.
Let me see if I can bring it up and do it through my...
Yeah, usually they send you a notification in your app, like, hey, the security notification.
But I'll pull it up now.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I had that happen to me. It's crazy because
I can't even set Zelle or anything like that up on this. I mean,
yeah, no, I know how it is because that happened to me. It was pretty embarrassing. But I was in Hawaii last week. I took my boys and my wife on vacation. I didn't take a vacation last year at all. So we were there last week, and the first week I thought, no big deal. I don't need to send them the notification. You know, they'll get it. Blah blah blah. But it slipped my mind, and we go to dinner. We're in like Waikiki having dinner at this Duke's restaurant, and the bill's like $400-$500, and they're like, it declined. And she says it all loud in front of everybody, so everybody's like looking at me. My boys had already been causing a scene. They're 3-1, so they were already tossing food on the floor, and then they're coming at me.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so it's kind of embarrassing that I had to do that. I had to jump on the app real quick.
They did not send me anything, so I'm wondering if I'm going to have to call them.
Yeah, you might need to call them to get it to process, too. Depends on who you have. Mine, they just tell me, or they send me the notification in the apps. I got all that.
Yeah, let's see here.
Of course. Take your time with it, too. I actually got to fill out this email. Haven't really had much of a break since this last client I was working with, so.
All right, let me see if I can do this through this chat real quick. Bear with me here.
Okay. I'm going to mute myself, but I'm still here, okay?
All right, good deal. Good deal. Thanks.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Hey, John. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
All right. Read me back the card number that I gave you.
We use a VeriSign secure database.
Okay.
So what it does is it codes it out, and I could only see the last four digits. It's like a security thing. So it just says MasterCard ending in 3218.
Okay. It says that something – she was saying that it looked like something was being entered incorrectly. So let's try this again.
Okay. Yeah. You want to read it back to me?
Yeah. Okay. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. 5322.
5322.
0562.
0562.
4129.
4129.
3218.
3218. Okay. And the expiration date, month, and year?
06 of 25.
It's in June 25. Yep. Okay.
And the number's 404. It's a three-digit code.
Oh, I think that's it. So the three-digit code says 405 here.
Ah, that's it.
Yeah, it was the last four numbers, and then it said 625 and 404, so, or 405. It's supposed to be 404, though, right? Sorry.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep.
So that must have been my mistake. I tried to hurry up and get to billing to adjust your pricing structure.
All right, no worries.
Okay. Maybe I just missed it by an inch. All right, let me try to reprocess for you here.
All right.
Okay, it looks like this one's going through. Sorry about that.
That's
yeah,
all good, man.
I'm almost positive that's me on that because they're right next to each other. I think I just kind of hit it and went next. Okay,
yeah.
There you go. So it cleared. You should get the text here in just a second. Let me know when that comes through.
Yep, just got it.
All right, perfect. So there's that's the – or this one says Richard, right? Richard, thank you for choosing Local Splash. All right. So that one has the outline of the agreement in black and white with all the discounts that I provided on that platinum package, has the billing date, cancellation policy. At the bottom, there's a little box you got to check if you're okay with me sending you text messages. I wanted to ask you, too, because I'm going to be checking in with you time to time, but I try not to annoy you or get in the way of your work. Do you prefer texts or calls?
I mean, text is the best way, even if it's a, hey, can you take a call, you know?
Yeah, yeah, just to check in before I ring you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, yes. Definitely check that box, though, because if you don't check that one, then it's going to tell me I can't text you. It'll shut it all off. But I'll put text as the primary, and then the call will be the secondary.
Where is that check thing on there?
If you scroll down, I think it's just above, like, billing and cancellation. Here, let me pull it up.
Fine, here. Let me see.
I wasn't looking at it. It's kind of towards the bottom.
Cash with my number, payments.
Oh, yeah. No, well, you just got to click the link. Did you click the link in there?
Yeah.
It says please. Okay. So, yeah, so then it's going to have, like, everything at the top, Google Business Optimization, directories. If you keep scrolling down, you'll see one that says SMS communication. Oh, how weird.
Yeah,
oh, they changed it. I don't know why they didn't let me know about that. that's... Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I really was on vacation, but I got back like on Wednesday, and I didn't see that they changed it. So I guess now you just text stop if you don't want me to text you anymore, and then it'll stop them all. So I guess you don't have to authorize that anymore. And then there is a box you have to check to authorize that you're the holder and signer of the credit card that you provided, and it's all complete and accurate.
Yep.
And then you'll type out your first and last name at the bottom to agree to the terms.
Okay.
Okay.
Will I get a username password for Local Splash?
Yes. Yes, you will. So at the end of your client interview on Monday, they're going to send you the temporary login. You could change it to whatever your preference is. And then they're also going to send you at the same time a YouTube video that shows you how to use it. Now, if you're ever confused on that, I'm not saying you're an old timer now, but I work with some pretty old guys that just don't know how to mess with the technology. My dad and my father-in-law are both these type of people. You can always call me directly, and I could sit you down and walk you through it too.
Oh, man, I'm pretty savvy, brother. I'm
yeah, good. I mean, you sound like you're a little bit more with it. My dad's like 61.
iPhone, iPad, you name it. I'm good to go.
Yeah, no, they're still on the flip phone. I got to reorder him special phones, my dad.
I wish they would bring back some really cool ones because I would probably get one.
You could still get them, actually. I order his on Amazon. You just have to get them from, like, the actual company, and they sell them individually, and then you go to your provider and activate it. But you'll never see those in, like, the regular phone stores if you walk in. Yeah, they only got touchscreen now, so I have to do that for him. He also is hard of hearing, too, so he needs those ones that, like, blow his ear out. Yelling at him isn't enough, yeah. All right. That concludes the initial setup, though, so we're good to go for now. A couple things I just want you to keep in mind and make sure everything takes off quickly. Client interview, it's going to be between 10 and 11. Like I said, I'm going to message you at 9 o'clock on Monday.
Okay.
I have an automated message set up. Make sure you're available for that. The PIN verification should get there Thursday, Friday next week. I do need you to give me that 5-digit number on the back when it comes in, so that way I can go ahead and go live with everything. And then other than that, you know, use me as the security valve. I gave you my direct number and extension, so if you're ever confused on anything or you have questions, comments, or concerns, just call me directly, okay?
Outstanding, man. I appreciate it. Yep.
You're very welcome. Well, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to earn your business long-term. You know, I know this is the starting point, and there's a lot of growing that we'll be able to do over time, but I appreciate the confidence in me and go in there and take care of you. And I'll go above and beyond and try to turn this into something long-term, okay?
Man, I really appreciate it. Yep, absolutely. I'm excited about all this.
Yeah, it's the best thing you could do for your business. I'm not just saying it to say it, but that's why I stuck in this industry. It was, I do it for both of my businesses as well. It's kind of have to connect yourself with your customers, or at least put yourself in position to gain your customers. So,
right, absolutely.
All right.
No, that's awesome, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it as well. You enjoy the rest of your day, and then
yeah,
I guess I'll circle back with you on Monday morning, okay?
All right, sounds good. Take care. Have a good weekend now.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
See you.